Anna, who is the TNT in the movie, she was perfect. She's a perfect character and personality for TNT, so it wasn't hard to do it.
Yeah, and just again, such a, I mean, she's the metaphor for hope, as you mentioned, but in the movie, she's also that personification of hope, because she's such a, I'm gonna do it my way or the highway, and you can't tell me differently. kind of attitude,
Yeah.
right? Oh, she's just adorable.
Yeah, tell me about the movie. You're a kid,
Where does the title of the film One Must Wash Eyes come from?
you're 8-year-old. It's from a famous Persian poem by Sohrab Sepehri. The line goes, "Chashm ha ro bayad shust, jure digar bayad did," which is one must wash eyes, one must see differently. Sepehri's poetry speaks to the idea of shifting perspectives and unlearning what we've been told and looking at the world through a new lens, which is the underlying theme throughout the movie, because Sahar is forced to look at her freedom, her home, her belonging in a new way. And it also, what I was thinking, the title or the poem suggests that in order to fight oppression, we have to look beyond the stories that have been imposed on us. Otherwise, we won't be able to see it. We have to think about it and look at it differently.
I love that. And I was reading, it was in relation to something else, but systemic oppression, and the ways that stories and storytelling and listening to the real lived experience of people are what back up the data for things that we understand to be true. And I think that, in terms of that, one must wash eyes because it changes your perspective, and how your movie interacts with that idea is part of that storytelling. So, as I mentioned in the introduction, your Vancouver debut is coming up, screening at the Vancouver International Film Festival venue as part of GEM Fest 2025. What are the details? What do people need to know to come and see the film?
Yes, to have our BC Vancouver premiere at GEMS Festival 20th anniversary on the opening night, March 5th at 6 p.m. at the VIF Center in downtown. I will be there to have a proper Q&A afterwards. So if you want to come down and watch the movie and ask any questions you want about the film, about the story, about what I have for breakfast, please do. We would love to have you there.
Fantastic. It only plays the one night.
Yes. Yeah, just the opening night.
Okay. So it's a one-shot deal for folks to get in and see it. I would imagine that tickets are available on the GemFest website or through their portal, and I can post links to all of the information when this airs, just before the viewing, so that people know how to get there.
Yeah, that's perfect. You can find tickets on their website, in the 2025 lineup of GEMS Festival.
Perfect. Any final words from you? Anything you want to end off with?
Nothing really, just that, know that woman life freedom movement didn't only happen because of a piece of fabric. It's more than that. It's for human rights, basic human rights. And always stay vigilant, because what happened in Iran and what's happening in Afghanistan could happen to any country and society. And we hope to see you at the screening on March 5th. We are super excited to show our film. And yeah, we hope to see you there. Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you so much.
برای توی کوچه رقصیدن، برای ترسیدن به وقت بوسیدن، برای خواهرم، خواهرت، خواهرامون، برای تغییر مغزها که پوسیدن، برای شرمندگی، برای بیپولی، برای حسرت یک زندگی معمولی، برای کودک زبال گرد و آرزوهاش، برای این اقتصاد دستوری، برای این هوای آلوده، برای ولی عصر و درختای فرسوده، برای پیروز و احتمال انقراضش، برای سگهای بیگناه ممنوعه، برای گریه های بیوقفه، برای تصویر تکرار این لحظه، برای چهره ای که میخنده، برای دانش آموزا، برای های اجباری، برای نخبه های زندانی، برای کودکان افغانی، برای این همه برای غیر تکراری، برای این همه شعارهای تو خالی، برای آوار خونه های پوشالی، برای احساس آرامش، برای خورشید پس از شبای طولانی، برای غرصای اعصاب و بیخوابی، برای مرد میهن آبادی، برای دختری که آرزو داشت پسر بود، برای زن زندگی آزادی، جانه جانه دل آباد ای دل ای دل
Welcome back to Intravenous here on Campus Community Radio, CGSF 90.1 FM from the top of Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia, Canada. We heard an interview with Sepeda Yadigar, the documentary filmmaker of One Must Wash Eyes, which is playing as part of GemFest 2025 at the VIF Center. And information will be posted about that when the archive of this program goes up on the website. So you can follow up with links there. And then we heard a couple of songs. The first one we heard was from Shervin Hajipour called Baraya, and it became a real anthem for the Women Life Freedom Movement in the most recent iteration, and I know when I was talking probably a year ago or give or take that with a Persian Canadian volunteer, we had played that song on that show as well. And then this last number that we heard was from Farnaz Ohadi, a Persian-born singer who uses a lot of flamenco influence in her music making and is also a flamenco dancer. And that track was called Garden of Love. And what I was saying to Hotaru during the song was that it speaks to this idea of love being more than just a romantic ideal and something that can sort of calm chaos and cruelty through human kindness and nurturing, and that we can, you know, first love ourselves, but then we can water the plants and we can feed the birds and we can, you know, nurture the soul and spread knowledge amongst the young people and caretake our future. And that those are ways that we can engage in this idea of the non-romantic love, which I thought was really beautiful. So just in the last probably 10-ish minutes, maybe we don't even have that long. I jotted down a couple of notes just about the interview and the film. And one of the things that I was curious about, and it still makes me think a lot about, is the title of the film, One title. Must Wash Eyes.
One Must Wash Eye.
Yeah. And this idea of needing to see differently.
Mm-hmm. Needing to see differently, yeah.
Yeah. And the ways that we both do and don't shift our perspective in the ways that we see ourselves and the story that we can live.
Yeah.
And I'm curious because I know this film resonated with you on a few different levels as a international student you know, seeing yourself in that story. Mm-hmm. But how do you see maybe your own kind of freedom from identity having now come to Canada? Has that shifted?
The identity that shifted, right? For me, it's not long time for me that to come to Canada. I still have a identity as a Japanese. Yeah. If I are living in Canada in the future permanently, the identity will be shifting from Japanese to the Canadian citizens, I think.
Yeah, so it's too early to tell, kind of.
Yeah,
The other thing that I wrote down that made me really think and sort of pause is this idea that Sepeda talked about Sahar, the main character in the movie, negotiating freedom,
yeah,
in every single moment. Mm-hmm. And that for women, it's something that we are constantly doing in ways that men don't have to, or they don't have to think about that in the same way.
It's not the same way.
And that there's an awareness or like a hypervigilance
yeah.
to negotiating those moments of freedom for women.
It's the negotiating means speaking up by the women, right?
And that it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like it takes a lot of energy.
Yeah, a lot of energy. Yeah, to voice up, yeah.
To just be on alert mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. Rather than be able to just sort of be ourselves, let our hair down, wear what we want, mm-hmm. not have a certain sort of physical judgment mm-hmm. That, you know, is placed upon us that can feel and be dangerous.
It can lead the sexual assault, right?
Yeah. And, you know, those are subtle things mm-hmm. too, you know. They can be quite strong or quite overt mm-hmm. or like subtle or overt. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And the ways that I guess we can translate, you know, what that means for, you know, even though I'm a woman, mm-hmm. as a tall, I'm tall. Mm-hmm. And so I have a certain presence in the world. I'm also mm-hmm. white and cisgendered. And so I have a privilege that allows for me to negotiate a different mm-hmm. safety.
As a white, right? Mm.
Than other people, mm-hmm. other women, other sexually identifying mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. do, right? And that those all impact and intersect mm-hmm. in terms of that level of freedom and how mm-hmm. we get to negotiate these places that we live. So anyways, I hope that you're able to get out and see mm-hmm. the debut. And support local filmmaking, local documentary filmmaking. Yeah. I thought it was kind of exciting to see the art gallery downtown where a lot of rallies mm-hmm. Take place. And you can very much see that it's the North Plaza there at the art gallery. Yeah. So that was neat. Did you notice that too?
Yeah. I should do that.
All right. Well, I didn't think we would have time to play the song that you had recommended a couple weeks ago, but let's do it, and that's how we'll finish the show. Do you want to just say what the song is about and who it's by? Your song?
Please.
Yeah. Do you want to say a word about it?
That the grid is from the Sia.
Here it is. Whoop. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening to Intravenous. Thanks, Oturo.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back next week. Mm-hmm. And of course, stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up at the top of the hour. Mm-hmm.